From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump added five more primary wins Tuesday, sweeping a set of northeastern states to move closer to clinching the party's nomination for president. Trump won easily with more than 55% of the vote in each state. Speaking late Tuesday to supporters, he declared the race over and called himself the presumptive nominee.
But this one's a diverse victory. I mean, you go Rhode Island, and you go Maryland, and you go Connecticut, and you go Pennsylvania, and you go, I mean, the whole thing, Delaware, and every one of them was conclusive.
In the Democratic race, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton rolled toward her own nomination by winning four states on Tuesday.
So we will build on a strong progressive tradition from Franklin Roosevelt to Barack Obama.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won only in Rhode Island. Paris attacks suspect Salah Abdeslam is expected to appear in a French courtroom just hours after he was hastily handed over by Belgian authorities. The timing of the transfer Wednesday was apparently sudden, with Abdeslam's lawyer, Frank Breton, rushing from Lille to Paris to meet with his client. Breton said his client is anxious to cooperate with authorities. French Justice Minister Jean-Jacques Urvoas said Abdeslam will be placed in isolation in a Paris-area prison that houses people believed to be dangerous. Abdeslam was the only alleged attacker who survived the Paris attacks and could be a vital participant in helping authorities piece together the events of November 13, 2015. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces renewed their offensive toward the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul on Wednesday, pushing their way into villages on the southeastern outskirts of the city under cover of heavy coalition airstrikes. The offensive had stalled out for several weeks after Iraqi forces met stiff resistance after managing to retake just three out of an original target of eight villages from Islamic State fighters. People fleeing those villages said IS had built tunnels under the area to hide in and attack Iraqi forces at night, and had also used suicide bombers to keep the Iraqi military at bay. Afghanistan's Taliban has confirmed it has sent a high-level delegation to Islamabad for talks with Pakistani officials, saying it hopes the visit will have fruitful results and be in the interest of both countries. A spokesman for the Islamist insurgency told VOA on Wednesday the Taliban delegation has traveled from its political office in Qatar to hold the discussions in the light of close relations, long border, and commercial transactions between the two neighboring countries. Diplomatic sources say the Taliban delegation is on a mission for exploratory discussions as part of Islamabad's efforts to facilitate peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. A Washington watchdog group concludes freedom of the press declined across the globe last year to its lowest point in more than a decade. Freedom House said in a new report Wednesday that only one in seven people across the globe lives in countries where coverage of political news is robust, journalist safety is guaranteed, there is minimal state intrusion in the media's affairs, and the media are not subject to onerous legal or economic pressures. Jennifer Dunham, the report's research director, tells VOA authoritarian rulers and terrorist groups throughout the world are cracking down on journalists' independent reporting. Israeli forces have shot and killed a Palestinian man and woman who were approaching a checkpoint armed with knives in the latest stabbing incident at Israeli-Palestinian borders. Police said the couple was approaching the Qalandia checkpoint Wednesday when they were ordered to stop, and the woman responded by pulling a knife out of her bag. Security forces opened fire, killing both people. Police said they found two knives on the body of the man. Since the newest wave of violence broke out last September, at least 28 Israelis and two Americans have been killed in knife attacks and other assaults by Palestinians. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.